a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, I want to talk to you about something what I felt was straight out of the Hunger Games. If this CEO is not the boss from Hades, I don't know who is. I want to listen to what he did. And I actually thought he was the worst of the worst until we took to social media and we asked KSL listeners, hey, how were you fired? And I found out a lot of y'all have worked for CEOs and bosses that are just as bad. So let's start by talking about what this guy did. Okay, so you know those Zoom meetings everybody hates to love and loves to hate. Those things that became popular in the pandemic. So this boss jumps on a Zoom meeting. And he's got hundreds of employees on that Zoom meeting. And you don't exactly know where he's going with the conversation. It would seem to me if I was that employee on the other end of the Zoom meeting and he's in this, you know, stark white room talking to the camera, that everybody's on the Zoom call with us throughout the company. And he's just going to talk about, hey, look, there's got to be, we've got to tighten our belt a little bit. We got to cut back on printer paper. Maybe there's not going to be a holiday party this year. We're not going to give you any, you know, coupons for, you know, a free turkey for Christmas. No, that is not what the direction of this conversation went. He literally tells everybody, look, if you are on this Zoom call, you're fired.
It's been a really, really challenging decision to make. This is the second time in my career I'm doing this, and I do not want to do this. The last time I did it, I cried. This time I hope to be stronger.
The last time you did it, you cried. I hope to be stronger. Well, what about those 900 employees on that Zoom call who were told to get on the Zoom call, who you literally fired via Zoom?
If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off. Your employment here is terminated effective immediately.
Effective immediately. Listen to this guy again.
If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off. Your employment here is terminated effective immediately.
Effective immediately, you're done. He goes on to say that you're going to get contacted by HR. I think it was a month extension of your health care for a couple of months. Have you ever been fired? And have you ever been fired so callously? Now, I've never been fired. How lucky is that? I've been in the media for 31 years and never been shown the door. Now, I've left employment for other employment, but I've never been faced with the harsh reality that I am suddenly out of a job. And I cannot think of a worse way for a boss to tell 900 people weeks before the holidays, weeks before Christmas, that you are out of a job. You don't know what these people are going through. You just fired 900 of them. You don't know if they've got a parent who's dealing with COVID, a child who's in the hospital. You don't know if they have other opportunities, and you're giving them a couple of weeks severance pay, and you're showing them the door, and you give them, what, would you give them counseling? Do you tell them, look, we're going to give you a great job recommendation for the next job? No, you just take to Zoom, and you tell them this.
If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off. Your employment here is terminated effective immediately.
And I thought this guy And by the way, he's the CEO of a company called Better.com. I didn't even get to that because I'm so wound up about how he treated his employees. And I think Better.com has something to do with mortgages. And he felt like these 900 people had been underperforming or were not making, enough sales. And these included sales people, senior management. The entire diversity and equity team was let go as well. And then that's it. I thought he was the worst of the worst. And we put this question on social media, on Facebook, and asked, what's the most preposterous way you have been fired? Now, this man, in my view, is heartless to do it this way. Apparently, we have a lot of heartless bosses out there and CEOs. So Becky says she got a phone call on her honeymoon telling her she'd been fired. Okay, best day of your life, your wedding day. Best time of your life is supposed to be your honeymoon. And then your employer calls you and tells you you're going to have the worst year of your life when you get back because you're fired, you're going to have to find a new job, you're going to have to start a new job. How about this one? Here's another one. This listener says that they separated employees into different rooms. One of the rooms was getting laid off, and people in the other room was the room full of employees that they were keeping. What? You brought in a bunch of people you were about to lay off, and in mass, you lay them off and they're in the building together with the people who get to keep their jobs? How horrible for both sets of people, for both groups. She said, once you got in the room, you were looking around trying to figure out which group you were in and who else was going to get laid off with you. Horrible. It's like, that's not even leadership. That's not even leadership. Alan says he was fired by email on a Friday afternoon. Too late in the day for him to respond. Yeah, Alan, the boss planned it that way. Right, the boss planned it that way. So now you got to stew all weekend and wonder what Monday holds. How about Jared? The gate was locked to the yard with a posted security guard handing out your last paycheck. So you show up to work, you spend your gas money to get in, and the security guard hands you your last paycheck. Tammy says, I worked an entire 16-hour shift at a fast food restaurant, worked for 8 years there, 10:30 at night. The area supervisor shows up to relieve her of her duties. Why wait until I was done working all day long? Shown the door. Kenzie came back from vacation, took a look at the 2-week schedule, and found out she wasn't on the schedule. Can we do this now? We're in desperate need of employees. There are businesses that can't find workers. Well, guess what? If you're one of those Utah businesses who can't find a worker, there are 900 people who were just laid off by the boss from Hades on a Zoom call, over a Zoom call. So now we have 900 people who you should be calling up. How about Randy, though? Randy was in the hospital for 5 months last year with COVID. Got an express delivery letter on December 28th, so a couple of days after Christmas, saying that his job had been eliminated.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.